Ken, why do you think Governor Snyder decided not to appeal this decision?
Well, I think he looked at the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to make a decision on this probably by the end of June of this year. And all indications are that they'll probably, but no one knows for sure, legalize same-sex marriage around the country. And I think he just decided it was probably a waste of time and effort and political capital to appeal it.
Well, Susan, as Ken says, we could come away from the Supreme Court decision with these bans being overturned, or we could not. So are there larger implications of having this handful of same-sex marriages being recognized, while the larger question is yet to be answered?
Well, this was a very limited case, and so this will not factor into whatever the U.S. Supreme Court decides on the overall marriage issue. What I think the governor's decision not to appeal these 300 marriages creates is an expectation that gay marriage will be legal in Michigan soon, because part of the floodgates have been open. We're one of just a few states at this point where marriage is not legal. And so I think that if the Supreme Court does not rule in favor of that, or if it's a very limited decision, there are going to be some very surprised and disappointed people.
You know, Ken, while the legality of same-sex marriage bans is still being hashed out, we know the legislature did not add LGBT protections to Michigan's Civil Rights Act during the last session. Governor Snyder called for action on that issue again during his State of the State address. What does that say about where Michigan stands on LGBT rights and where the state might be headed?
Well, let's go back for just a second to this issue of same-sex marriage. If, you know, here's a situation where the U.S. Supreme Court could actually save Republicans from themselves here if they legalize same-sex marriage, because you have a very significant element in the party where what motivates their political activism are these kinds of social issues, whether it's abortion, same-sex marriage, what place in our society lesbian, gays, bisexual, transgender individuals have. That's what motivates their political activity as Republicans. But society's moving on. This might have been a winning issue for Republicans in 2004 when the constitutional amendment passed in Michigan banning same-sex marriages. But every indication is society's in a completely different spot.
Susan, do you see a resolution to this question of LGBT protections being added to the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act? Do you see a way for that resolution to happen with the legislature we currently have?
I've seen no indications that there is majority support for that with this current legislature. It's not one of the House Republicans' priorities. We all know that it failed to even garner a vote in the full House last year, and the Senate is very conservative as well. So I think the only way that that issue gets resolved is at the ballot box.
If this is an issue that's going to end up being left to voters, where is that process going to start? Or have you heard anything about that process beginning here in Michigan?
I think there's certainly interest from both the business community and from gay rights activists to move forward with that. I have not heard that there is a formal effort, but 2016 would be an ideal year with a larger turnout, especially of voters who are more sympathetic to that position. So I would imagine that we will start hearing about something probably later on this year.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.